Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The First 5 Minutes by Brian Buckley focuses on a deceptively small window of time that often determines whether a conversation goes anywhere meaningful. In professional and personal settings, early moments can set the tone for trust, credibility, and openness long before the best facts or arguments arrive. This book explores how to use those initial minutes intentionally, whether you are meeting a client, starting a sales call, leading a team discussion, interviewing, networking, or simply trying to build rapport. Rather than relying on charisma, it emphasizes repeatable behaviors: preparing with purpose, signaling respect, listening for what matters, and communicating with clarity. Buckley frames influence as something earned through connection, not forced through pressure. The result is a practical guide for people who want their first impressions to be aligned with who they are and what they stand for, while also increasing the likelihood of productive outcomes in meetings, calls, and everyday interactions. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why the first 5 minutes shake the entire relationship. A central idea of the book is that early moments create a narrative. People continue to believe unless something strongly contradicts it. Within the first few minutes, others decide how safe it feels to speak honestly, how competent you seem, and whether your intentions appear self-serving or genuinely helpful. Buckley treats this as a practical advantage. If you manage the opening well, you reduce friction for everything that follows, from collaboration to persuasion. The book highlights how small cues add up, such as how you greet someone, whether you show up prepared, the energy you bring, and the level of presence you demonstrate. It also stresses that influence is not only about being liked, but about establishing trust and credibility quickly. When the opening is rushed, unclear, or overly transactional, people often become guarded and harder to move. When the opening is thoughtful and human, conversations become smoother, objections soften, and decisions feel easier. The first 5 minutes become a leverage point for leaders, sellers, consultants, and anyone who needs to build momentum fast without being pushy. Secondly, preparation that prevents awkwardness and builds confidence. Buckley emphasizes that strong openings are rarely accidental. They are the result of simple preparation that removes uncertainty and creates calm. This topic focuses on the kinds of pre-work that help you arrive centered and useful, clarifying the purpose of the interaction, anticipating what the other person may care about, and identifying the one or two outcomes that matter most. The book also points to practical readiness factors such as knowing names, roles, context, and any relevant history, so the other person feels recognized rather than treated like a generic contact. Preparation is presented as a trust signal because it shows respect for time and attention. It also protects you from defaulting into nervous habits, over-talking, or making the conversation all about your agenda. Instead, you can open with clarity, ask better questions, and guide the exchange with confidence. For readers who struggle with spontaneity, this approach offers a repeatable structure that still feels natural. The goal is not scripting every line, but building enough intentionality that your first 5 minutes communicate competence, care, and direction. Thirdly, connection through presence, listening, and emotional cues. The book frames connection as something you demonstrate, not something you declare. In the first 5 minutes, people watch whether you are fully present or mentally elsewhere, and they respond to subtle emotional cues such as warmth, patience, and attentiveness. Buckley highlights listening as a primary influence tool because being heard reduces defensiveness and increases trust. This topic explores how opening moments can be used to invite the other person into the conversation rather than performing at them. That includes asking questions that show genuine interest, reflecting back what you hear, and noticing what is not being said, such as hesitation, tension, or uncertainty. The book also suggests that tone, pacing, and body language often carry more weight than words. A calm pace can communicate confidence. A rushed pace can suggest anxiety or manipulation. Presence becomes a form of respect, and respect becomes a shortcut to rapport. For leaders and customer-facing professionals, these ideas translate into more productive discussions and fewer misunderstandings. For everyday relationships, they can reduce conflict by ensuring that people feel acknowledged before problem-solving begins. Fourthly, trust building with clarity, boundaries, and credibility. Buckley treats trust as the foundation of influence, and he focuses on how it can be built quickly without exaggeration or forced familiarity. Early in an interaction, trust often depends on three things: clarity about why you are there, consistency between your words and demeanor, and signals that you will not waste the other person's time. This topic covers how opening with a clear purpose and a simple agenda can reduce uncertainty. It also addresses the role of boundaries, such as being transparent about what you can and cannot do, or what you are asking for and why. Credibility is portrayed as more than expertise. It is also reliability, honesty, and the ability to communicate in a way the other person can understand. When you establish these elements early, you create psychological safety and a sense of professionalism. The conversation becomes less about evaluating your motives and more about exploring solutions. Compared to influence approaches that rely on pressure tactics, this trust-centered method aims for long-term relationship strength, where people are more likely to say yes because they believe you will deliver and treat them fairly. Lastly, influence, that feels natural, guiding outcomes without pressure. The book positions influence as a process of guiding rather than pushing, especially in the opening minutes when people are most sensitive to manipulation. Buckley encourages aligning your message with what the other person values and needs, which requires curiosity and flexibility. This topic explores how to move from connection to direction. You establish rapport, clarify the goal, and then invite collaboration. Instead of launching into a pitch or argument, you can frame the conversation around shared outcomes, ask permission to proceed, and use language that reduces resistance. The first 5 minutes become the moment to set expectations and create momentum, so the rest of the discussion has a clear path. The book also suggests that influence is stronger when you are willing to slow down, confirm understanding, and adapt your approach based on feedback. In sales, that can mean asking better discovery questions. In leadership, it can mean setting a constructive tone before addressing performance or change. In networking, it can mean creating a genuine exchange rather than a transaction. The emphasis is on sustainable influence that preserves trust. In conclusion, this book is best for professionals who rely on conversations to create results, salespeople, managers, consultants, recruiters, customer success teams, entrepreneurs, and anyone who frequently meets new people or leads meetings. It is also useful for readers who feel they come across awkwardly, too aggressive, or too passive in early interactions and want a clearer approach. The benefit to a reader's life is practical and immediate. By managing the first 5 minutes with intention, you can reduce miscommunication, improve rapport, and increase the odds that others will listen openly to your ideas. Over time, this can lead to stronger relationships, more effective collaboration, and better outcomes in negotiations, interviews, and conflict discussions. Compared with similar books that focus on charisma, persuasion tricks, or broad communication theory, Buckley's angle is narrower and more actionable. The first 5 minutes is a repeatable framework that can be applied across calls, meetings, and casual conversations, making the book easy to implement even for busy readers. If you want a simple leverage point that improves both influence and trust, it is worth buying. If you would like to support Brian Buckley, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.